Live from the Heartland Mamas Studios, this is the Heartland Mamas Podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Henry. The Heartland Mamas Podcast is available on all podcast platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, proudly part of the Demcast USA network. As of today, we have 222 days left to save the USA, to save the USA from fascism, from becoming a theocracy, or to preserve our method of government that we've had since our country's inception. These are the choices we have, people. It's not like we have other choices available to us. And November 5th, 2024, will decide America's future. Literally. You have to do everything you can to get Joe Biden reelected and to get Democrats elected up and down the ticket. Flip it over. Make sure you vote for your Democratic judges. Be sure not to miss anything. Vote for me. ElectHeidi.com, because we need you. We need you. Each of us needs all of us to get this done. So today I want to talk to you about the current status with Donald Trump and why you have to stop obsessing over seeing him in jail, seeing him bankrupt, seeing him in an orange jumpsuit, doing a perp walk. None of that is important. What is important is winning on November 5th, 2024. The rest of it can come later, but we don't have time. We do not have time. And we should not waste our energy wishing and pining for him in a jail cell. It's not going to happen. I don't think it'll ever happen. Okay, because he's Teflon Don. Everything rolls off of him. And let's talk about just this past week. He got a reduction in his bond, so he didn't have to forfeit any of his properties. Right? He said, I can't make that kind of cash bond. And you all were making jokes about how broke he is. And I told you it's because his assets are in property, not in liquid capital. Like with us, with 98% of us, it's what's in our bank account. That is our net worth. But with him, it's like in Mar-a-Lago and towers and crap all over the world. So you have to remember that, you know, you have to sell those assets to have that money. So what did he do? Well, he sold golden tennis shoes, which just appalling, appallingly ugly. He is selling Bibles during Holy Week, which is just so dreadful. As a Christian, I can't hardly wrap my head around doing, you know, the Trump Bible during Holy Week. I mean, for real. And then he finally did his coup d'etat. He finally did it. He put Truth Social out there on the stock market and in the last 2 days made $4 billion of personal wealth that in 6 months will be liquid wealth, cash. And he did that selling his little minions, people who love him, who probably haven't owned a whole lot of stock in their lifetime, but they scraped together everything they had to invest into a company that lost $16 billion last year. Just last year, it lost that much money. But they don't look at that when they're giving him money and supporting him. You know, Truth Social is his thing, right? So forget the fact that you're going to bankrupt him. Teflon Don has figured it out. He sold the shoes, got some money. He sold the Bibles, he's getting some money. Now he put Truth Social out there on the NASDAQ. I think it's on the NASDAQ, I don't remember. And he made $4 billion. You and I can't do that. We don't have anything like that. You know, and I don't even know if I could do anything that slimy in my lifetime. I certainly wouldn't sell gold or wear gold tennis shoes. I certainly would not buy a Trump Bible. I think Jesus weeps when people do that. Jeez. And I wouldn't know how to find Truth Social if you paid me. I probably could dig around on Google and find it. But would I join it? No. Would I look at it? No. I mean, it just wouldn't happen. So I just want you to realize that you need to focus on winning the election, not some type of personal gratification of bringing Orange Caligula down to his knees. It will not happen. He will die first. He will die first because he is the master of deflect, and he's the master of delay, and he is the master of escaping any type of culpability in his entire life. We know he didn't take the test to get into Wharton, and we know he didn't do the work while he was there. We know he didn't go to Vietnam because he had bone spurs. Well, I've got a lot of friends that went to Vietnam, okay? And they're still pissed at him, as they should be, right? He didn't have to account for anything in his life today, to date. And please give it up. Focus on what we can get done. And that is winning the election November 5th, 2024. That is preserving our American way of life. That is preserving our country for our future generations. I don't care if I ever see him in an orange jumpsuit. I don't care if he goes bald. I don't care if he doesn't get hair treatments and makeup. I don't care. I care about winning. I care about this country and the future of the USA. That's what I care about, and that's what you need to care about too. So stop it. Stop it. $4 billion he's skating. He's got money to pay his attorneys. He's got money to get better attorneys, which they're going to ask for their money up front, like the last guys have done. He's got money to pay his fines. So forget it. He's never going to jail. Just push it out of your mind. Know that the best thing we can do is excise the cancer that is called Donald Trump from the United States at the ballot box. Bury him at the ballot box. That's your assignment, America. So from the edge of the Great Red Divide, this has been the Heartland Mamas podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Henry. Have a great day. Get your head on straight, please.